Have you ever felt so close yet so far from your dream? Hey, what is up? Welcome to the Pre-PT Grind podcast, where we help you get into physical therapy school without wasting time or money. Our goal with these episodes is to give you clarity, confidence, and control over your ability to get into your dream schools as a future physical therapist. So if that's you, you're on the right podcast. And if you enjoyed this episode and other episodes, be sure to share them out with other friends, other pre-PT friends who you believe would value every single episode. We're here to help you get one step closer to your dream. And before we start this episode, we want to give you access to some of our best resources to help you get accepted into PT school despite having low GPAs, previous rejections, GRE struggles, and more. So go to www.ptschoolacceptance.com and we will take care of you from there. Have a blast listening to this particular episode. And if you enjoy it, be sure to share it out with other friends who you believe would value it as well. Whether that's becoming a physical therapist or anything else, you're like, I'm just there. I'm almost there. But something gets in the way. Something leads you to doubt. Something leads you to panic, pull the plug, consider switching directions because you feel like it might not work out. You feel like you might not be good enough. That's what I want to talk about. I'm titling this, It's Time for Me to Quit Physical Therapy and Find Another Career. And the reason why I'm talking about this is because this is where most pre-physical therapy students find themselves. And it's not just pre-physical therapy students, it's students in general, right? We have a very clear picture of what we want, what we desire, the lifestyle we want to have, the way we want our family to look like, the way we want to serve our clients. But at the end of the day, something at times comes in the way, whether it's low grades, whether it's a rejection letter, whether it's somebody telling you that you might not be good enough, and it leads you to think that it might not be for you anymore. And that's where most students consider pulling the plug, and some students do end up quitting. Some students do actually switch directions. In fact, I don't know how familiar you are with our origin story and how Pre-PT Grind even started to begin with, but there were five of my classmates who were all very interested in becoming physical therapists. In fact, when we started college, we were so excited that in the dorm, we would tell each other stories. We're like, okay, this is why I want to be a PT. For one person, it was their grandmother. For another person, it was another experience. Another person, it was personal injury and how they had been cared for by physical therapists. Maybe you can relate, right? Because you know why you want to become a physical therapist. And what happened was after their freshman year, that year in particular just didn't go as well academically. Like, they just didn't do as well. And our mutual advisor sat them down and said, hey, listen, based off of how you did your freshman year, keep in mind, they hadn't done their sophomore year, their junior year, their senior year, none of that. It was just their freshman year. And at the beginning of our sophomore year, they had this sit down with our advisor. And the advisor said, based off of what I'm seeing, it looks like you might not be able to be a strong enough candidate for a PT school down the line. Now, here's what the advisor was really saying. You struggled freshman year. I don't think you're going to be able to handle your last 3 years in college because classes are just going to get harder. And so this advisor, who had never been a physical therapist, chose to use an assumption to tell these individuals who knew why they wanted to be physical therapists that they should do something else with their life because they would never be good enough. Are you starting to see why a lot of us struggle with feeling good enough? It's because we're told by other people that we should have backup options, that other paths are better, that maybe we're not smart enough. Oh, you didn't get straight A's. Oh, you didn't get a high enough GPA. Oh, you struggle with tests, right? That's where a lot of us get a lot of those beliefs from. So we feel like we're never good enough. And a lot of students just play with one foot in and one foot out. We're like, well, I'm trying to become a PT, but I have backup options just in case, which actually makes it harder for you to get the thing that you want. Those students, all five of them, listened to that advisor. A person that didn't understand their dream, had never been a physical therapist, could not in any way relate. And those five students basically said, cool, I'll pick something else. Now, a few years later, one of them realized they still only wanted to be a PT, and currently they're a physical therapist. So they figured it out. But how unfortunate that four out of the five ended up doing something with their life that wasn't in alignment with what they were called to do. Are you following? And so when students are led to quit, because most of us have gotten to a point where we feel like we might not be good enough, I want you to think about this. Number one, why am I doing this in the first place? Like, why do I feel called to this profession? One of the most important questions I ask students if they ever get on a call with myself or Casey is, why PT? Like, why are you fighting so hard for this? And if this is the career that you want to be in, then guess what? Stay locked in. There's always a way to figure out where you're stuck. There's always a way to figure out what your next steps are every single time. How do I know that? Because we've done this for a very long time and we've seen nearly every scenario, low GPAs, past rejections. We've had students that have gotten as many as 4 years in a row of getting rejected before starting to work with us. And we've seen what's shifted and then the following year getting multiple acceptance letters. I'm telling you right now, like there's rarely anything that you're experiencing right now or you will experience that can hold you back from your dream. The question is, when should I quit? When should I quit, Joseph? And the only time you should quit is if it's no longer what you desire. That's the only time. It's not because somebody else told you that you're not good enough. It's not because somebody else told you your grades aren't strong enough. Listen, if your GPA is lower, there's certain GPAs that can be raised, like your prereq GPA. You can learn learning strategies, right? Study strategies. You can have a different support system. A lot of times we feel like we're doing things alone. So we need to shift who we're around. A lot of times a lot of students I'm realizing don't actually know that there are proven strategies to help you literally navigate through every part of your application process to give you a very high chance of getting into PT school. And that's literally what we teach our clients, our students. But the only reason, it's not because you had low grades, it's not because somebody told you that you're not good enough. It should only be because you don't actually want to be a physical therapist anymore. That's it. Does that make sense? And so I want you to internalize that. And if right now, as you're listening to this, you're like, yeah, PT really isn't what I want to do. Great, I'm glad you figured it out. But if you're listening to this and you're like, yeah, this is the only thing I want to do, then I want you to double down. I want you to lock in. I want you to start asking different questions. I want you to start being okay with asking for help. I want you to start listening to stories of other students who have been in the exact same shoes as you. I need you to stop listening to individuals who have not been on the path that you're going on, who are giving you opinions, because everyone has an opinion to give you, right? And most of us listen to opinions as if they are fact, when in reality, they're not. And so that's the biggest thing. It's time for me to quit physical therapy and find another career when I no longer want to be a physical therapist. That is it. That is it. And so if you take that, then you'll start realizing that there's always a next step. There's always another move. And that's all you will keep searching for. And anything that throws you off your game, you filter it out. Does that make sense? And so that's the biggest thing I can tell you right now, because I've just seen this. I've seen other people's opinions and thoughts and an exam grader or whatever literally steal careers from students who knew why they wanted to be a physical therapist and knew why this is the thing they wanted to do more than anything else. But it stole it away from them because they felt like they were not good enough. And that's the thing I want you to shift. I want you to understand that you're not the first. You're also not the last. And if other students have been able to pull it off, then why not you? And that's it for this episode. If this has been valuable to you, please let me know in the comments below what spoke the most to you as you listen to this episode. And then number two, if you've enjoyed this, please be sure to like, subscribe, and share this out with someone that you believe would value this episode and any other episode that we have on here. And then the last thing is, if you're stuck and you're not sure what your next step needs to be, I got you. I have a gift for you, okay? Go to www.acceptanceguides.com. www.acceptanceguides.com. We're going to give you some free guides that are literally taking all the wisdom and knowledge of the students that we've worked with over the years and showing you where to get started right now so that you can be well ahead of the competition and also well on your way to becoming a strong PT school applicant. You don't have to feel lost. You don't have to feel stuck. You don't have to be alone, because you're not the first. I hope you enjoyed it, but that's www.acceptanceguides.com. Looking forward to seeing you on the next episode. I hope this was valuable. We'll see you on the next one. Bye.
What is up, guys? You've been listening to the Pre-PT Grind podcast, where we don't just help you get into PT school, but our mission is to make you the best physical therapist you can possibly be. And I have a quick question for you. Did you enjoy this episode? And if you did, I want to ask a huge favor. See, the biggest thing that helps this podcast grow and that will spread our message of helping pre-PTs get into physical therapy school without wasting time and money is if you rate, review, and subscribe to the Pre-PT Grind podcast. What this basically does is tell the platforms out there that we're on is that you like our stuff, that we're doing something right, and that we're bringing value to you all, our audience. So if you could take about 3 seconds out of your day to rate, review, and subscribe to the Pre-PT Grind podcast and tell your friends about Pre-PT Grind, we would be forever, forever grateful to all of you. So thank you again for listening to another episode of the Pre-PT Grind podcast. We will see you on the next one.